Juneau lawmakers say they want a better explanation for relocating a high-profile fish and game position to Anchorage. Senator Dennis Egan and Representative Beth Kurtula have sent a letter to Commissioner Denby Lloyd asking why the Wildlife Conservation Director has been relocated. Lloyd last week appointed Corey Rossi, who says he probably wouldn't have taken the job if he had to move to the capital city. Rossi has also drawn criticism for his close ties to big game hunting groups pushing for more predator control programs. From KTOO in Juneau, Casey Kelly reports.
Juneau Senator Dennis Egan says he's sure Corey Rossi could work from just about anywhere, but that's not the point.
Mr. Rossi could probably move to Seattle if they would allow him to do that. I just think that that position ought to remain here in the capital city, at headquarters of the Department of Fish and Game.
In their letter to Commissioner Denby Lloyd this week, Egan and Representative Beth Kurtula demand to know the rationale behind the move. Locating this important position in Juneau, they write, appears to have served your department well for nearly 20 years. They say they've heard no convincing explanation on how the move will enhance wildlife management. Lloyd says he saw no reason to make Rossi and his family relocate to Juneau. He says Rossi's former position as assistant commissioner will be reassigned to the capital city, resulting in no net loss of jobs. Rossi joined Fish and Game in December 2008 in the newly created position of assistant commissioner at a time Alaska was facing a significant budget shortfall. The move raised eyebrows in some hunting and conservation circles, especially because of Rossi's friendship with then-Governor Sarah Palin, who less than a month later called for a state hiring freeze. Rossi says it's unfair to criticize his relationship with Palin.
I didn't know that there was a penalty associated with him, you know, being a friend of a governor.
Rossi's predecessor as division director, Doug Larson, has been demoted to his old position as regional supervisor for Southeast Alaska. Lloyd says Larson didn't object to the move, and he never felt pressure from either the Palin or Parnell administrations to hire or promote Rossi. Lloyd says he was just looking for a change in leadership.
I've come to know Corey pretty well over the past year that he's been in an assistant commissioner role, and what he exhibits is a can-do, a fairly direct administrative style, and I was looking for more of that in our wildlife conservation programs.
But to some, Rossi's appointment signals the department's shift to a more aggressive approach to predator control. Prior to joining the state payroll, Rossi was a board member for the Alaska chapter of Sportsmen for Fish and Wildlife. SFW supports abundance-based management measures and advocates killing bears, wolves, and other predators as a means to boost the number of big game species available to hunters. Dave Lyon lives in Homer and is co-chair of Alaska Backcountry Hunters and Anglers, a group that opposes predator control methods.
Corey Rossi being put in this position that he is in now gives him sort of an undue and inappropriate avenue all of a sudden to see that SFW's agenda is carried out.
Lyon says predator control programs may increase the number of big game species available to hunters, but they often ignore other factors in wildlife management.
You can't just manage for abundance, you have to manage an ecosystem.
Rossi says he doesn't always believe in using predator control. For instance, when he first joined the department, he ended a program near Tok to control the grizzly bear population.
There's no sense in just dawdling along and randomly taking a predator here and there so we can feel good about taking a predator. That's not the goal. You know, if the program isn't effective and actually temporarily, you know, suppressing those predator numbers so that we can get the ungulates to respond accordingly, then we're really kind of, you know, wasting our time and not fulfilling the objectives.
Rossi says his goal is to fulfill the department's objective to manage for multiple uses. He says that means appeasing both hunters and non-hunters who enjoy Alaska's wildlife. Before joining Fish and Game, he spent more than 20 years with the U.S. Department of Agriculture's Wildlife Services Program, dealing mostly with permitting issues surrounding human-animal conflicts. In Juneau, I'm Casey Kelly.